Hi, my name is Heather and I am going to read Snarp's article to you, titled, "Date Muck Yourself." By the way, these are his words, not mine. Don't blame me if your head explodes. Okay, I'm coming out of the closet. I'm going to admit to something that will forever baffle the minds of all mankind. Well, maybe just the 0.00000002% of mankind that actually read my articles, and maybe some cats that find my articles at the bottom of their litter box. That's why they dig like that, you know. It's not to bury their poo, but to find my next article. No, really. Cats love me. Anyways, here it goes. I don't watch television or text and drive. I know. It's really weird and hard to believe that a grown man in the 21st century doesn't watch television or text while driving. After all, it's just not American to not be glued to the tube for hours upon hours upon hours upon hours, or run off the road trying to steer with your knees while texting. What kind of sicko is it that doesn't want to text and drive, or be constantly bombarded with biased news propaganda and mesmerized by tampon commercials? Who in their right mind would purposely avoid being told how to think, what to buy, where to go, when to text, or what pills to take to have sex after 60? I can't help it. I just hate commercials and all the propaganda news shows that try to convince me that individualism is wrong. A utopian society doesn't exist, has never been achieved, and will never become a reality. Wait a moment while I text that to someone. Oh poop, I'm not driving so I can't. Television has mind control. I haven't had cable in years. And whenever I visit family and friends, it's really stupid fun to catch myself automatically turning my attention to their tube. I have to shake my head to get my mind back. It's crazy. It happens in stores too. Wherever there's a television on, you're automatically drawn to it like it's a brain cell magnet sucking more brain cells as you walk by. It feels like a toilet bowl plunger being used on your forehead that sounds a lot like slap-oosh-muck, slap-oosh-muck. Turn the corner and there's another one. Slap-oosh-muck, slap-oosh-muck. Ah, no more. No more, please. Heck, they have them hanging from the ceiling in Wally World. Just try to talk to someone who's watching television or texting. What's that? You have. And you see nothing wrong with that whole experience. Well then, my friend, you've been slap-oosh schmucked too many times and need to schmuck before it's too late. Lucky for you, I have the mind control dish mucking manual right here in front of me. Okay, here's what you do. Don't watch television or text for 9 days. By the 10th day you will experience the shakes, but they will soon pass. Then you'll start to think clearly and see what it's like to have a mind out of control, like mine. And to ensure total deshmucking to last 5 years or more, cut the cable, flush the phone. Flushing the phone works as it was tested by my favorite granddata. If you don't watch television, you're uninformed. If you do watch television, you're misinformed. Snarp Twain. Please send all hate mail to snarpfarkle@gmail.com and be sure to place my article face up in the litter box to keep Kitty happy. Tilt Snarp. www.snarpfarkle.com